You're listening to Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet, and live in our Iowa Public Radio Cedar Falls studios, The Sleepover.
We are The Sleepover. We're gonna have a good time, everybody. Party. I got the popcorn, you got the beer. Looks like everybody is all here. We are The Sleepover, welcome to The Sleepover. It's gonna be a good time. Everybody party, everyone's invited. It's gonna be alright. I got the movies, you got the sleeping bag. It's gonna be a party. I got the popcorn, you got the beer. Looks like we're
that's The Sleepover, in case you had not guessed. Welcome to Iowa Public Radio, Sleepover.
Thanks, Mark.
Clint, Marco, and Emery are The Sleepover from Des Moines, and we just heard the first track on the brand new album, been out a couple months now, called No Sleep. Every band should have a theme song, right?
Right. And that one just kind of tells us who we are, and it's usually the song we like to open with in case people don't know who we are.
Gets the party started, though, in fine style.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and as I said, that's the first track on the album, No Sleep, and your intention is to play the entire album for us, right?
That's right. You're getting a treat tonight.
Excellent. Well, I think we should just keep rolling. The Sleepover.
I got support that I don't deserve.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That's about staring at your phone too much. Something I do way too often.
The Sleepover with the Egyptian Teen, complete with the false ending there. Very tricky sleepover. Nicely done. We'll be back in 1 minute here on Studio One Tracks with more from The Sleepover on Iowa Public Radio.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
You're listening to Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and we have the Sleepover Des Moines Band live in our Cedar Falls studios right now, rocking the house, I think it's safe to say. Right, audience?
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Audience is into it? Yeah. Band is into it. Do you ever play sleepovers?
Do I play sleepovers? That's a good question. Nobody's, but I'm open to.
Nobody's ever asked you that before?
No.
Okay. Then I'll move on to where you do play. You've got a gig coming up at Lefty's in Des Moines on November 2nd. That's a week from today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
At Lefty's. And then also something I think you're particularly excited about is Patty's Pub in Fort Dodge later in November. Is that the day before Thanksgiving,
yeah,
right?
It's the day before Thanksgiving, November 2nd. It starts at 8 o'clock. There's four bands. We're bringing our drummer, Clint's other band, Three Finger Betty, with us, so we're going to play with some local bands there. And that's my hometown, and Clint's over not too far away in Humboldt, so it should be a pretty big turnout. Be a good time to have a drink before Thanksgiving.
Is Three Finger Betty also a trio?
They are not. They're actually four now. They just haven't updated their name.
I just thought maybe, you know, trios are, I mean, you guys are a trio.
Yep.
You have anything to say about that, what the dynamic is of three people playing? I'm sure you've all been in other bands and other situations. What's it like being in a trio?
It's easier to schedule. I've been in bands where there's like five people, and, you know, it seems like you've got opportunities coming up, and sometimes you can't do them just because, you know, someone's taking their kid to Cub Scouts or whatnot. So I like the dynamic. Marco and Clint have worked together for a while. They were in a band called Dark Mirror, a metal band, so kind of lucked out getting the rhythm section. We started with Clint almost a year ago, and I had just written some songs that started in the basement, and I thought it'd be a good idea to take them out, and we were both in between stuff, me and Marco, so it's what better time to start than now.
All right, and you were able to get that debut album together in, a little over a year then from when the band formed?
Yeah, Clint, we actually had an old drummer, and we had studio time booked and a show booked, and we lost our drummer due to unforeseen circumstances, and Clint jumped right in, and he learned the songs in a month or two, and we record the album, and we're playing shows, and it's been good ever since.
All right, and that album is called No Sleep, and it's available as a physical CD and also as digital downloads, and you can find out about both of those formats on Bandcamp for The Sleepover. And let's hear some more The Sleepover on Studio One.
Thank you.
Copy of me, not enough time, never enough time. Copy of me, give me your joy, get it all done. Copy of me, copy of me, copy of me, copy of me. I had a copy of me.
never enough time, is there? This one's covered by The Who. Called Dance Devil Dance.
Played our favorite song, she even
even sang along. A night I can't forget. It plays back in my head. She asked me for a ride back home. Two of us were finally both alone. Waiting for a kiss, just a kiss, before she called home. That's why she's an angel, and I'm her devil. Different level. Hot coals will always burn my feet. She's in the clouds, yeah, forgot about me. My heart bleeds as my guitar cries. Volume 211, so she can hear me up. For us, leaving the two of us. Night I can't forget. It plays back in my head. Showed her all my very best moves. Car swerved in the other lane. No chance to react or move. Car head-on collision.
That's The Sleepover here on Studio One Tracks, and more music from their debut album called No Sleep, and we've got a few more coming up. They're playing the whole album for us, which is really very nice. Well, it's very nice of you to do that, and I can follow along here. It's great. And that's how I know that, I would have known anyway, but you had a Who cover in the middle of that set, Armonia in the Sky. You did Copy of Me to start it off and then finished off with Dance Devil Dance. And what I like about The Sleepover is kind of the combination of, you know, I guess we'll call The Who classic rock, and you've definitely got a punk thing going, and metal influences as well. You mentioned that Clint and Marco were in a metal band before.
Yep.
Is that how the metal comes through in The Sleepover?
It's probably inevitable. I mean, Clint's a remarkable drummer, and like, he comes from a metal background. He actually plays other styles in other bands. Marco's pretty versed as well. I'm probably the least familiar with metal aside from my teenage years, but, you know, Minutemen, The Who, The Offspring, all those bands influenced me growing up, and that's kind of where I try to glean my love for music and put it in this music.
Okay, and I think we're going to have another cover coming up later on. I won't spoil what it is. You have to keep listening, friends. Studio One Tracks, and we are enjoying The Sleepover.
This one's called Nightwalker. Lost little girl, farmer's daughter, left her home at the age of 9. Dressed man came from the valley and offered his withered hand. Play the Danzig cover for you since it's like Halloween. Figured kind of in the spirit, right? We'll be right back.
stealing all the silver, gonna shove it down the throat of a weak old corpse, save the doggone soul. Steaming all my pain, gonna give it back in spades. Been strangling the cries of the murder of the love, save yourself to die. Buddies, please don't.
The Sleepover doing the Danzig song Bodies there. That's on their album called No Sleep. We have one more from The Sleepover coming up here in just a moment. That album, No Sleep, is available on CD, and you can find it at fine record shops in Des Moines. And you can also find it on The Sleepover's Bandcamp. On Bandcamp, they have a place there. You can order it and also get the digital tracks as well. And coming up on Thursday, November 2nd, The Sleepover will be at Lefty's in Des Moines. And the day before Thanksgiving, that's November 22nd, it's Patty's Pub in Fort Dodge for a big show there the night before Thanksgiving. I'm Mark Simmet. Our thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer, also Tony Daner and Chris Fenton. And big thanks to The Sleepover from Des Moines for stopping by tonight. What a great set.
Thanks for having us. This one's called Summer Fun to try to warm you up when it's supposed to snow this weekend. Thank you.